I'm Mark Bayshore. It is Current State on WKAR. In 2012, the community of Ishpeming, Michigan, was rocked by the suicide of Daniel Olson, the quarterback of the high school football team. Daniel suffered from depression and anxiety. Husband and wife filmmaking team Mike and Cammy Behrens hope to turn the tragedy into an opportunity to raise awareness about teen mental illness. They're making a doc about Daniel and the Ishpeming football team called Do It for Daniel. I spoke with Cammy Behrens about the documentary, and I started by asking her who Daniel Olson was.
Well, Daniel was a star quarterback football player for Ishpeming. He was just an all-around great guy who, from the outside looking in, everybody would think he had everything. You know, he had a girlfriend, he had a great family, he was popular. He looked from the outside like he was happy all the time. But inside was quite a different story. Mm-hmm. He suffered from depression and anxiety his whole life, which most people didn't know because depression and anxiety is very easy to hide. He played football since the time he was one. That was just his whole thing. Him and his dad were very close. His dad was and still is the coach of Ishpeming varsity football. His whole life, he told his dad, my senior year, I'm going to get you to Ford Field. We're going to win the championship. That's all he wanted to do. His senior year, they made it, and they lost by 2 points. So he was devastated. He already had the depression and anxiety. I think it just got a little bit worse maybe after that.
What do we know about all of the factors that led to his suicide? We know he was clinically depressed.
Yeah, he went off to college and played football after this happened. And after the football season was over, the college basically called and said, you know, he's having panic attacks. He was having multiple a day. He was getting worse. And so they brought him home, and he was going to therapy. I mean, over the years, from the time he was diagnosed until this time, they had done therapy. They had done multiple different medications. Nothing was working, basically. And the therapist told the family, you need to start preparing yourself because we've done everything we could, and we think it's going to happen regardless of anything else mm-hmm. that we can do. And on July 19th, 2012, he completed suicide. Now, the one thing the family wants us to tell with this story is that he had a very bad case. It isn't every case that's like this. In fact, there's a very small amount of cases like this. His mom, over and over again, no matter what we talk about in the movie, she stresses the fact that she wants this movie to show people that there's hope to get help, there's hope to change.
We're talking with filmmaker Cammy Behrens, who is creating a documentary film about the suicide of a young man from Ishpeming, Michigan, and everything that she has learned in the process. Why did you and your husband, Mike, feel compelled to make a documentary out of this?
Well, my husband is a cameraman, and he had worked the championship game in 2010 at Ford Field. That's the one that Daniel played in his senior year. And then he had also worked the game in 2012, where after Daniel had passed, the team had vowed that they were going to win for him and for his dad, because that's what he always wanted to do is win a state championship for his dad. They ended up winning in 2012 against all odds. They played a team that was three times their size. Everybody that we interviewed believes that it was just divine intervention that year, that was part of Daniel's plan for it to work out that way. Mm. 2011, our daughter at 15 was diagnosed with depression. My husband and I were having a really hard time understanding because we had never felt suicidal thoughts. We had never felt depressed. I mean, the one thing I have learned is everybody feels some sort of sadness at some point in time in their life, but there's a big difference between clinical depression and being sad.
How did you approach Daniel's family after you knew you wanted to make a documentary about him?
Well, my husband and I started working on some stuff quietly just so that we could, you know, maybe present it to the family. We sent them an email, told them everything about the fact that my husband had worked both games, the fact of our daughter having depression, that we wanted to talk to them about a possibility of us making a documentary about the story. Our first email we sent to them was October of 2013. They didn't respond right away, and we were kind of thinking maybe that, you know, they didn't want to even do it. And then January 6th of 2014, Coach called me and said, "This is Coach Jeff Olson. I got your emails. We were really interested in talking to you. We just had to get through Christmas," because it was their second Christmas since Daniel had passed, and they just didn't want to deal with anything until they got through Christmas, which is completely understandable. And then my husband and I drove up and met with them, and the four of us sat and talked, and I told them everything about our daughter. They told us everything about Daniel. They opened up way more to two strangers than I've ever would have imagined, and right then and there, the four of us decided that this was something that we were going to do, and we've been working on it now for 2 years.
We're talking with Michigan filmmaker Cami Behrens, who's creating a documentary film. It's called Do It for Daniel, about the suicide of a young man in Ishpeming. What impact has making the documentary had on you and your family?
Oh, tremendous. Our daughter probably wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for this film. And I start to get kind of teary-eyed even talking about it, choked up. She had refused therapy once she turned 18 years old. And we were in the process of making the documentary at this point. And we started getting really close to the family. But every time my husband and I went up there to, you know, do interviews or work on the film, we never took the kids because we were working all the time. And finally we thought, you know, we want them to understand why this is so important to us, why this family, because they're the most amazing family I think I've ever met in my life, to be honest with you. They just want to do something, make a positive out of this, and help people. That's all they want to do. Mm-hmm. And we took our family up for the weekend, and after we left there, my kids said, "Mom, we get it. We understand now. They're so amazing, and now we understand why you're putting so much time and so much effort into this." And we came home on a Sunday, and Monday morning, my daughter said, "I'm ready. I want to go back to therapy." And we found a therapist that she liked, and she's doing actually wonderful. She's in college right now. She works full time. You know, we still have bad days here and there, but I think she's understanding more about what depression is and wanting to really overcome everything. And I know we've had so many people come to us since we've been doing this, that we've known for years. We had a friend of ours, a colleague that we worked with for 20 years, that came to us and said, "Thank you so much. I've suffered my whole life." It, never in a million years would I think this person would have ever had depression. I mean, they're always the life of the party, happy all the time. You never know. And that's the one thing doing this movie has taught me, and the one thing I want people to take away from this movie is you never know. So please be kind to everyone, because you never know who is suffering. And, you know, one out of four people will suffer with some form of mental illness in their lifetime. So it can be someone sitting right next to you and you have no idea.
There is concern over the availability of mental health care in our state and elsewhere. Have you learned about access to mental health care, the availability of mental health care in the process of making this movie?
Yes and no. We also are starting a nonprofit from this film in Daniel's name. Once the film is finished, I am committed to working on education in school systems for mental illness, and we'll see where it takes us. We've had people get a hold of us from different states. We had a man from Texas get a hold of us that his son completed suicide 2 years ago at 13, and he went to bat and actually changed the laws in the state of Texas where anyone who's a teacher in a junior high, elementary, high school has to have training in, mental health awareness, in suicide prevention. And we found out that they have those laws now in 14 states. Michigan isn't one of them. But we have a lot of different ideas of different ways to go. One of the biggest problems is the stigma, that nobody talks about it. Nobody, you know, it makes it so people don't want to come forward when they have it. So one of the things I really want to work on, and I do believe that it is a problem that can be fixed in, you know, one generation, where if the kids now in schools are learning about it, talking about it, educating themselves about it, when they become parents in 20 years, it's not going to be a stigma anymore, because it's something that they will freely talk to their children about.
How have you financed the project, Cami, and how do you plan to market this documentary?
Well, my husband and I have put an awful lot of our own money into it. We have some great friends because we've both worked in the television business for 20 years. We called in every favor we could about equipment and about people helping. We've also done a couple Fund Anything campaigns. We have jars all over Marquette and Ishpeming and all the businesses, change jars. We're doing things left and right, trying to come up with the money, but we are in the process right now. It'll be hopefully done in the next month or two. We also want to put it in film festivals. Our big idea is that we want to get it in every high school and every college in America. And we're coming up with different ways of the school getting the kids involved in, you know, making money toward donations, because I believe highly that it's better to give than to receive. And I think when kids get involved in raising money for something, it just gives them a sense of pride that you can't teach.
We've been talking with Michigan filmmaker Cami Behrens, who is, along with her husband, creating a documentary film. It's called Do It for Daniel, about the suicide of a young man in Ishpeming. Cami, good luck.
Thank you so much.
And if you'd like to find out more or donate directly to the project, you can visit the documentary's website, doitfordaniel.com.